This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Katrina Vandenhove, the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine. She points me to a new piece in The Nation written by Representative Ro Khanhani of California, criticizing the Biden administration's decision to launch U.S. strikes against the Houthis in Yemen without the approval of Congress. Katrina emphasizes that we have not used the proper route to declare war, if that's what it is. The U.S. is now alone firing at the Houthi launch sites, not at the Houthi leadership, but the launch sites. Is this a war? Is it a police action? What is it? Katrina reads a series of headlines that suggest we don't have a definition and we don't have an end date. Representative Ro Khanhani, he is an extremely well-regarded young member of the Democratic caucus, and Katrina mentions that he will be heard from over the years. He's very careful, but right now he was a Bernie Sanders supporter in 20. He's not naturally in the Biden camp. Right now he's asking a question of the administration, but also of Congress. Where is your duty to declare war, to debate these matters, to open fire on what used to be regarded as a mountain band of rebels, now in control of North Yemen, the Houthis? Here's Katrina Vandenhove of The Nation magazine asking these questions.
Yeah, I think this is taking it very far, John, if I might. I was, you know, the headlines are Houthi fight has no end in sight. U.S. strikes haven't halted attacks. Open-ended U.S. campaign risks quagmire. This is a U.S. operation. Now, it may have support quietly from Europeans and other countries who worry about the cost of fuel of other commodities as a result of the ships and the sea. But I think this is a dangerous move because you already have the region boiling. And there is a view that if you don't resolve the Gaza situation, this will explode into something even bigger. But the U.S. seems to be taking the lead. And I did read in the Post the other night, it was not like a Onion magazine story, but President Biden did say we could do this because we are, quote, the indispensable nation, a term coined by Madeleine Albright, Secretary of State, more than two decades ago. I don't think that's a healthy instinct right now because I think we should be working with other nations. I don't think there's a lot of appetite in this country. And I say with respect, not contempt, with humility, I don't think a lot of Americans know about the Houthis, which doesn't mean you don't assist, but I would say you do it with other countries and not just one country.
More of this later. Thank you.